This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have tried to tell you for years that the American left are the Nazis of today. You have it all upside down, especially, unfortunately, once again, the liberal Jews. You just heard protesters, meaning Black Lives Matter and Antifa, the fascists of our time, marching through the LA streets, screaming, F the Jews, kill the cops. Once again, I will repeat it for those of you who have your heads in your hairdryer. Organization. Antifa is a fascist organization. They are the Nazis of today. They're marching through the streets of LA, screaming, F the Jews, kill the cops. And you're still going to vote for Biden, right? You think Biden is disconnected from Antifa? Disconnected from the BLM movement? He is them. Anyway, we've got that. We've got Pelosi with the hairdryer. I have a quip for that one. From the king has no clothes to the queen knows where her hair blows. What's ironic about Nancy Pelosi is not that she's a liar. That's a given. I don't think she knows what the truth is. Here is an 80-year-old woman telling you to wear a mask, you to social distance, and she goes and get her hair blown without a mask, without social distancing. Here is Nancy the Liar Pelosi in clip three, just for those of you who don't know the truth on the Savage Nation.
Just look at it this way. What further evidence does anyone need that this president didn't care less about the spread of this virus than to see what he did, vandalizing, by the way, the White House by bringing all those people there, no mask, no distancing, and the rest. He slapped science right in the face. And what a bad example that was.
Now, here's this octogenarian seen on video using a closed San Francisco hair salon for a blowout while lecturing to you, the morons on the left, to mask yourself, camouflage your faces, and shut your mouths so the queen can go and get her hair blown.
Savage.
Look, if you have a car that's taking up space sitting in your driveway that you don't use, okay, and you're paying insurance on it, let me ask you one question. Why? Why don't you just get rid of it? Donate it to Cars for Kids. Many of you have heard their jingle. It's such an earworm. You'll get a tax deduction and a vacation voucher. Well, here's how it works. Cars for Kids makes the process of donating your car quick and easy. It takes just about 2 minutes. They handle all the details, all the paperwork. All you need to do is schedule a pickup and sign the title. Pickups are contact-free. Just leave your signed title with your keys in the car to avoid unnecessary contact. The Cars for Kids driver will conveniently pick up your car while maintaining a safe distance. Your car donation is fast and free, usually picked up within 24 hours and often even the same day. And Cars for Kids will take your car even if it's not running. And remember, donating your car is tax deductible. And your tax deduction is based on the sale price of your car. Cars for Kids works hard to sell your car for the best price, which means more funds for their charity and a bigger tax deduction for you. And as a special thank you for donating your car, Cars for Kids gives you a vacation voucher good for a 3-day and 2-night hotel stay. With Cars for Kids, you get professional service, a convenient pickup, a maximum tax deduction, a vacation voucher, and a very good deed. Donate today at carsforkids.org/savagenation. I'll say it slowly. That's cars with a K, K-A-R-S, the number four, kids, K-A-R-S, number four, K-I-D-S, .org/savagenation. Cars, that's K-A-R-S, the number four, then K-I-D-S, .org/savagenation. That's cars for kids, carsforkids.org/savagenation. They will give you the donation experience you deserve. carsforkids.org/savagenation. Do good and do yourself good. carsforkids.org/savagenation.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
This way. That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a revolution going on, and it's being run by Nancy Pelosi and the left wing in this country. They are the new fascists of America, posing as good liberals. Forget the hair salon. You just heard leading Democrats promoting violence, uprising, unrest. You hear all of this? You hear them marching in the streets of L.A., chanting, F the Jews, kill the cops. How many liberal Jews listening to this show are still going to vote for Biden? Because they've always made the mistake of thinking that the Democrats are their friends. 855-407-282. Everyone who gets on the show today gets a copy of my just released book, Our Fight for America. I have copies. You don't. Coming out September 15th. It's not a book, actually. It's a billboard. If you get through the call screener, Jim, you're going to get a free copy of Our Fight for America before anyone else gets it in the bookstore or on Amazon. The bottom of the hour, we're going to have Don Trump Jr. on this show to talk about his new book and to talk about his father, the presidency, the attacks against the president, and things of that nature right here on The Savage Nation. I'm sorry that we cut away early. We had a technical glitch. The minute I was talking about Nancy Pelosi, they cut our internet here in the San Francisco area. I know it was an accident. Didn't happen on purpose. Pelosi was busy in the hair salon, but they did cut the feed of this show. The internet was cut off on this show. And as I said before, we've gone from the king has no clothes to the queen knows where her hair blows. Why are there no calls for Nancy Pelosi to resign immediately from the speakership? Why? Because everyone's afraid of her. She is the empress of hate. She's the empress of deceit. She's the empress of lies. She's the empress of terror. What more do you need to know? That the left has come out and said that Trump is going to win the election. You heard this, I'm sure. Some called him a Democrat pollster. Says there'll be a huge Trump victory on election night. But within a week, once the fraudulent mail-in ballots are counted, Biden will win. That's some left-wing fanatic named Josh Mendelson on the Soros-owned Axios on HBO, or the Soros-related Axios on HBO. So they're already telling you that your vote doesn't count. They're already telling you they're going to steal the election. They're telling you that the mail-in ballots are the only thing that counts. They're telling you that Biden can't win a fair election. And they're telling you they're going to steal the election and that you can't do anything about it. That Trump will win initially by a landslide, which he will. But within a week, once they stuff the ballots, the fake ballots, the illegal aliens, the triple votes from college girls, etc., Biden will win. What's going to happen in this country? Tell me what's going to happen in this country, because I don't know what's going to happen. Meanwhile, BLM fascists are violent. They knocked a Marine to the ground and kicked him in the head while he was on the ground. Typical of the Black Lives Matter movement. Pelosi, of course, went in for a hair job while telling you to wear a mask. She was not wearing a mask. No social distancing. Even the left wing is making believe they're upset at Nancy Pelosi. Of course she should resign, but she's not going to resign. Meanwhile, the Portland mayor, the pothead Ted Wheeler, is leaving his condominium in Portland to avoid the Black Lives Matter and Antifa fascists who he has unleashed upon the city that he can't manage. He's moving away from his own apartment because the Black Lives fascists and the Antifa fascists are outside his house harassing him. University of California has just said, this is a judge appointed by Jerry Brown, by the way, that the University of California must stop considering SAT and admissions. That's so they can make sure that more idiots are admitted to a once great system. No more SATs. Just let every moron into college. Put the idiots into the university so that it becomes a cesspool of stupidity and left-wing brainwashing. What else do you want me to talk about? It's really a time that's bad. You know, you want me to be an optimist like some of the... I don't know how you want anyone to be optimistic at a time like this. It is the worst of times. It is the worst of times in American history. In my modern American history, I've seen riots. I've seen the 60s. I've seen the killings at Kent State. I've seen the killing of JFK. I've seen the killing of Martin Luther King Jr. But I've never seen anything like what we're seeing now, because there's an entire party tied closely to the left-wing fanatics in the media that wants to burn the nation to the ground. And I do not know what's going to happen when Trump wins by a landslide on election night, and then within a week, like in a banana republic, the opposition party of leftist fanatic fascists claim, no, no, you didn't win, we won. What about threatening the president? What about marching through the streets of LA saying F the Jews? Is there one Jew listening to this show willing to stand up and say, Michael, you're right, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump because I'm afraid. I'm terrified of Black Lives Matter. I'm terrified of Antifa. I see what you are saying is true. You won't say that. You won't say it at all. You're going to vote just like your fathers and your mothers did. You're going to press D because you're a coward. There's nothing I can do about it but tell you the truth. The phone number is 855-407-282. It's a very sad time in America. when the Democrat Party is so closely aligned with naked street fascism, and you don't want to accept that you're on the wrong side of history. 855-407. I'm reading the number over and over again because I'm very, very nervous right now, and I'm rarely nervous on the radio. My hands are ice cold. We lost our connection right after the opening. I got cut off as I was talking about the hypocrisy of Empress Pelosi. The guys scrambled to reconnect us. Everyone's on a razor's edge here. Both producers are on a razor's edge. I'm on a razor's edge. And then we see that the RNC has permitted the DNC to stack the moderators for the presidential debates. Can you believe who they're using again? The RNC has permitted Chris Wallace, Meatball Jr., to be a moderator who hates Trump. Susan Page, a left-wing paid fanatic, USA Today, a moderator. Steve Scully, a left-wing fanatic, C-SPAN. Kristen Welker, NBC News, another left-wing fanatic, a moderator. There is not one middle-of-the-road or conservative moderator. I don't know why Trump is even going to go to the debates, because they're not going to let him talk. They're going to cut him off. They're going to load, you know, top load it with questions which are made to make him look bad. Remember, at the bottom of this hour, assuming that we're not cut off by Nancy Pelosi again and our friends in the internet business here in the Bay Area, we have Donald Trump Jr. to talk about his new book. And I'm going to ask him some questions about other things. And one of them is going to be about protecting wildlife. And it's a very sensitive issue, by the way, since he is a known hunter. I'm actually going to help the president by saying to Don Jr. that the suburban women care very much about wildlife protection, and they should address it before the election. But we're going to talk about the election, where he thinks his dad, President Trump, stands in the race right now, what actions they're taking to stop the violence going on in American cities, and things of that nature. And you'll be able to call in, I hope. Again, anyone who gets through the call screen and gets a free copy of my billboard, Our Fight for America, The War Continues, which will be out September 15th. It'll arrive before it's in the bookstores. And I need to say again, I know it sounds disingenuous, this book is meant for you to show to a wife, a husband, a brainwashed child. One of your daughters is probably out in the streets rioting. Read to her what's actually going on. Read to her, since she considers herself a literary genius, the title of the chapter, The Twin Plagues, COVIDism and Communism. Read to her the fact that real science has been abandoned by both sides. In fact, there is no science when it comes to COVID. It's all propaganda. I was cut off when I was about to tell you of a story that came out quickly and was buried by the vermin in the media the other day. Released by the Centers for Disease Control, a far-right organization, by the way. It used to be a far-left organization, but the minute they released the real data on COVID, which showed that, no, there's not something like, 175,000 deaths? There were 8,000 deaths from COVID itself. 8,000 deaths. All the others died from underlying conditions. That's why Pelosi, the octogenarian, went and had her hair blown without a mask. She knows the truth. But she knows that you, the peasants, are stupid. She knows that the peasants are idiotic and can be easily manipulated with lies. When she was caught, Empress Pelosi had the nerve to say, well, it's not about the hair salon. It's about the president who's violating science. And if he would follow science, I could get my hair done without a mask. Even the far left San Francisco Chronicle is pretending to be outraged. They're not outraged. They're not outraged. They just want someone more fanatic than her to become the Speaker of the House. Perhaps Occasional Cortex could be the leader. I warned you a revolution is coming. I warned it in Stop the Coming Civil War. There is a revolution right now. It's not coming. It's here. They're killing people. They're beating people up. They're saying, F the Jews and kill the cops. They're shooting and killing. And there's only one side in this revolution right now, and it's the left side, the wrong side, the evil side.
Savage.
From the king has no clothes to the queen knows where her hair blows. But you know, it doesn't take Shakespeare's fool to know that we're being fooled. The Democrat Party is signaling that they're going to steal the election through some left-wing fanatic and outfit called Axios. They've said that Trump will win by a landslide in the legitimate election. But a week later, after they've counted the fraudulent mail-in ballots, Biden will win. They're telling us that they're willing to steal an election in this country, as they've done before, going all the way back to JFK. Wouldn't be the first time. Well-known party of theft, thieves, criminals. But this is a different time, because we have on their side the black shirts, the brown shirts, whatever you want to call them, marching in the street, beating and killing cops, shooting protesters. And when they marched through L.A. yesterday screaming, F the Jews, kill the cops, not one rabbi stood up and said enough is enough. Not one reform synagogue in America said they're on the wrong side of history again by backing BLM. Not one. We're in real trouble. People know it. They're going to steal the election, and then what's going to happen? Proud to tell you, joining us right now is someone who was in the front lines of all this. Donald Trump Jr., welcome once again to the Savage Nation. Thank you for being with us, Don.
Great to be with you, Michael. How are you?
Don, it's not a very good day when we hear from the Democrats that your father's going to win by a landslide in a legitimate election, and a week later they're going to tell us the fake ballots are going to throw it in the favor of Biden. What's going to happen then?
Well, it's pretty scary, and you see that, Michael. I mean, you see that, you know, they're not, like, staffing up a ground game. All of the things that you would do in a typical election that, you know, we've been working on for years, you know, a ground game, people that are, you know, trained volunteers that are going in doing door knocking, the Democrats aren't even doing that. They've just given up on that. What they're doing is they're bringing in lawyers so they can contest each and every one of these things along the way and win by cheating. You see what's going on in this country, and it's truly scary to me. I mean, it's the first time in American history, maybe in history anywhere, where, you know, if you open up your business to feed your family, you could get ticketed, fined, or arrested. But if you burn down someone else's business, it's totally fine. It's totally acceptable. You know,
well, Don, we've gone from the king has no clothes to the queen knows where her hair blows. Isn't that obvious to you that this octogenarian Nancy Pelosi knows that this whole COVID thing is a fraud?
Yeah. 100%. I mean, obviously, at her age and everything like that, she would be more susceptible to it, but she doesn't have a problem not wearing a mask, not socially distancing, you know, forcing a salon to open to give her, you know, a touch-up, but no one else in America could do it. And, you know, God forbid that business owner, who's probably struggling right now, God forbid they open it up to do the same for others. And so, I mean, she's really the sort of the Marie Antoinette of the 21st.
Yeah, really true. Your new book is called Liberal Privilege. Right. And it's really about Pelosi and her hypocrisy in a way, isn't it? And Biden, they're all about the same.
100%. It's about all of them. It's about the double standard that exists. You know, I it's crazy. I wasn't planning on writing another book, Michael, but I got there. We have this lockdown. I can't go to work. Kids can't go to school. I'm locked up at home. And I started really researching our opponent. And I couldn't believe how many things are out there about Joe Biden, about his family, about the son, about the brother, about the graft, about his health and the brain aneurysms and brain surgeries. And I'm saying, man, imagine this stuff happened to Donald Trump. Imagine Donald Trump had this track record and these kind of crazy things happening. They would be totally disqualifying. And I looked and I said, oh, my God. I mean, obviously, there's, you know, warriors like yourself. But still, when you compare the mainstream media to the conservative side, it's, what, 95.5. I said, I can't believe it. Like, I have to do the job of the average reporter. Stories that any reporter worth its salt any other time in American history would be all over these things, and they won't even touch them. They refuse to acknowledge it. I mean, I interviewed a White House doctor under Obama's White House doctor to talk about Joe Biden's health and the decline, you know, go through some of the medical records that are available on that. And, like, you wonder, you know, a guy that's had two explosions in his brain requiring multiple brain surgeries, you're saying, huh, I wonder if that's why he forgets where he is 50% of the time.
Wait, this is important. I don't know that I've read that. He's actually had two aneurysms that have been reported, or
literally life-threatening aneurysm. Some of this even in his biography. Now, in Donald Trump, they'll leak fake stories that he had many strokes. And,
yeah, what's that with the foot job? What's that with the dragging of the foot story? Where'd that come from? Who ginned up that story about your dad with the foot?
Who knows? But the press, the press will run with it. I mean, it's totally false. There's no basis for it. But when a guy actually had these medical records, they won't even touch it. I mean,
well, wait, I want to confirm. I spoke with someone yesterday who's very close to your father in the inner circle. I won't say who. Top rung of the RNC. She said, I work with him every day. He never had a stroke. It's a complete lie.
Of course not. And by the way, if he did, they'd be obligated to tell you. You know what I mean? But that doesn't stop them from lying about it. So something that they'll make up something about Trump that literally happened to Joe Biden. And those aren't mini strokes. I mean, aneurysms are explosions in your brain. It required brain surgery. And then when the guy can't get through a basic teleprompted speech, you know, one of those things that would be very basic for a 50-year, half a century career Washington, D.C. politician, you wouldn't think you'd be desperate for teleprompting and notes. You'd be able to talk to a small group of people for a few seconds. He's incapable of that. But, you know, obviously there's no cause and effect here, Michael. There's no...
But Don, listen, I'm very concerned about your safety. You have, what, five beautiful children? I'm not mentioning names. Don't you have five children?
I do, yes.
I remember meeting them. The most beautiful children on earth. I'm terrified of this left-wing fanatic these fanatics out there. You know that they marched through L.A. yesterday, BLM and Antifa, screaming, F the Jews, kill the cops?
Well, you know, I hadn't heard the anti-Semitic tropes, but
they did. But the BLM movement is very anti-Semitic, Don. It's shocking that the vermin in the media refuse to report who they are.
Well, I mean, the media wouldn't even report those actually anti-Semitic tropes that were happening in Congress. I mean, there's literally what I call the Hamas caucus sitting in Congress right now, saying anti-Semitic things on the floor of Congress. And again, no one calls them out. That is the definition of liberal privilege. These are things that if the average American knew, they'd be disqualifying. They would put the Democrats in a terrible light where they actually belong. But the media has abdicated their responsibility to report the truth, to talk about both sides, to tell you the things that the American public would need to know to make an informed decision, Michael. I wrote the book because the American public needs to know these things. I turned down a big offer from a publisher even to self-publish it, just to make sure that, you know, someone in liberal publishing, as you know, couldn't manipulate it, couldn't try to delay it, because this is what people need to hear before going into an election. They think Joe Biden's this moderate guy with no platform, not the guy that destroyed American manufacturing and trade with TPP, NAFTA, China's permanent status in the World Trade Organization. No, it's blue-collar Joe from Scranton. No, you're not. You're not blue-collar Joe from Scranton when you leave Scranton at 7 years old and you become an elected Washington, D.C. official in your 20s. You're not blue-collar Joe. I've had more blue-collar jobs than Joe Biden. Give me a break.
I've called him a hologram in a basement, which I think your dad would get a kick out of.
Yeah.
Because he is a hologram in a basement. The man is not, he's a factotum, he's a fiction. He doesn't exist. He's made up, he's created by Jeff Zucker and those in the media. He's a fake.
Yeah, you see.
But what about Biden Jr.'s business dealings with Ukraine, China? Where did that go, Don?
Well, how about China? You know, Ukraine, he made $83,000 a month, not a bad gig, about $1 million a year, to be on a board of a language he didn't speak and a business he knew nothing about. He took $1.5 billion from China. This is a big part of the book, because I will say, you know what, if I did what Hunter Biden did, I'd be in jail. Beyond, you know, $1.5 billion from China. I mean, think about that. In a typical fund structure, as you know, there's a 2% management fee. So that alone, before you even get into the profits, 2% of $1.5 billion is $30 million. A year to Hunter Biden from the Chinese government. Nothing. Crickets. If I took $1.5, Michael, from the Chinese government, I'd be in jail right now. It would be the big...
I understand. It's not just a double standard. It's a criminal standard, Don. And again, it goes back to... I want to be very, very clear. I am so concerned about the future of America, as you are, and anyone who really knows what the left has become under Empress Pelosi and the others and their close ties to the left wing in the media. I'm asking a loaded question here, but I'm very concerned. Your dad's going to win the election by a landslide, even according to the left. And then a week later, presto magico, when they produce the fraudulent mail-in ballots, they're going to say that Joe Biden won. What's going to happen then?
You know, I imagine it's going to be a protracted legal battle. You know, they want that because I guess the way it works in the Constitution, which we still believe in, them not so much, you know, it goes to the House, and that's where they believe they have an advantage. That's why, again, they haven't focused on staffing up a ground game. They don't even care. It doesn't matter.
But wait a minute. If the election is contested, am I to sit here and believe that Pelosi will be interim president?
I'm not sure exactly how it works, but that's a really, really scary thought. But it's why we have to run up the score, Michael. It's why we need everyone to mobilize, why everyone call your friends, make sure they're registered, get them to turn out, get them to vote, you know, bring them with you when you vote. You know, whatever you would do, I always say whatever you would do on November 4th, if Joe Biden was your president, Nancy Pelosi had the gavel, and crying Chuck Schumer was the head of the Senate, whatever you would do then for a do-over, do it now. Start doing it now. I mean, North Carolina is getting ballots right now. I mean, voting is started, you know, basically right now. This isn't just, you know, 65 days.
How do you verify a mail-in ballot?
No.
You know, when I was a kid, which is quite a long time ago, either you voted in person or you didn't vote.
Correct.
How did we devolve to this point where they can create Mickey Mouse ballots for illegal aliens, dead people, millennials, whoever they want, children? How did this happen?
There was a dead cat that's been dead for 12 years that received a ballot a few weeks ago in Georgia, in Atlanta. So, you know, this is what it is. Because, you know why, Michael? Because very few Republicans have ever fought. Republicans for the last 50 years have turned the other cheek while the left has...
But, Don, that's what I'm saying. How could they pick... Your dad's going to go up in a debate against Biden with Chris Wallace one day, Susan Page, Stephen Scully, Kristen Walker another day. There's not one moderate middle of the roader in as a moderator. How did this happen?
It's the stacked system. It's liberal privilege. And by the way, it's also our fault, Michael. As conservatives, very few, until Trump, you know, conservatives, they spoke wonderfully on the stump. They tell all their constituents everything they wanted to hear. They're going to be so pro-life. They're going to be this. They're going to do that. Guess what? They didn't do any of those things. When it came down to it, when they got to D.C., they were afraid of someone writing a mean article about them. Guess what? Some liberal journalist that hates your, you know, you'd give up, you'd sell out your entire principles to get a 3 out of 10 instead of a 2 out of 10 article. It was never going to be good anyway. You never had a chance. But we lived in fear because we didn't have warriors. We had conservatives that were weak. You saw that in House leadership, even in 16 when we had the House, but they were too weak to actually do.
I remember the age of Boehner, all of them. Look, you know, radio, Donald Trump Jr., his new book is called Liberal Privilege. And we have to, of course, cut away for a moment. I know you probably have another interview back to back. Any last words for the savage audience other than check out Liberal Privilege?
Well, you know, check out Liberal Privilege. You can get it on my website for those who don't want to give Amazon the money. That's just Don Jr. But make sure you show it. Make sure you read it, that you can have these conversations, especially with people who are in the middle of the road. You know, that's the idea. When people actually understand what Joe Biden and the left is all about, when they actually hear the truth, and there's 560 citations in this book, you know, that's almost, you know, that's 1 3/4 per page of the book. There's a lot of real information there. Once you find out the truth, Michael, people will understand what's going on. They'll realize that the media has been hoodwinking them, and that will make a huge difference. So use the book to inform yourself so that you can have a sensible argument with people who are on the fence, who aren't sure, and who believe in American freedom and want to preserve that, because the other side does not.
Okay, Liberal Privilege by Donald Trump Jr. It's a must book. Check it out. Thank you so much for being with us on the Savage Nation.
Savage.
Well, we just had Don Jr. on. I thought he's very energetic. He makes a very good point. I don't envy him. I fear for his children. When we see that the Black Lives Matter movement is marching through L.A. screaming, F the Jews, kill the cops, and the vermin in the media like Jeff Zucker, who is Jewish, by the way, refuses to report it. When Nancy Pelosi, whose daughter is married to a Jewish man, refuses to report it, you know that we are in trouble. Now, look, my book, Our Fight for America, is very important to you and to Donald Trump. Use it as a billboard in your house to try to convince someone who does not know what's going on. If you want to see a little bit about it, we made a video this morning, and it's on michaelsavage.com. It'll be on Twitter. The little video of me talking about it and why it's important as a billboard. YouTube, Twitter, you name it, all those sites, Facebook. The war continues, our fight for America, when I return right here on the Savage Nation.
The Westwood One Podcast Network. Fans of the spoken word, welcome. This is a podcast. Greetings, pod recipients. You are entering the Savage Nation. Read the book. See the movie. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, the world's most exciting podcast, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
I'm looking to the public. You know, this is as much about public outcry and organizing and mobilizing and applying pressure so that this GOP-led Senate and that these governors that continue to carry water for this administration, putting the American peoples in harm's way, turning a deaf ear to the needs of our families and our communities, hold them accountable.
Key word.
Well, make the phone call, send the email, show up. You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives. And unfortunately, there's plenty to go around.
All right. So here is a known agitator, member of Congress, Presley, one of the so-called despicable squad, calling for unrest in the streets. In L.A., they marched and screamed, F the Jews, kill the cops, F the Jews, kill the cops. They were not right wingers. They were Black Lives Matter and Antifa. F the Jews, kill the cops. Not one word from a reform, liberal or conservative rabbi in America. Not one. They'll all check D anyway. They'll all vote D because that's what their grandfather did. They don't understand what's going on, or they don't want to understand. Once again, they have their head in the sand. The fascists are in the street. The fascists are out there. They're called BLM and Antifa. Those are the fascists. But they're so clever, they reversed the signage. They just arrested a protester in the District of Columbia, a white punk. He traveled from one riot to the other in Portland to Kenosha, and he worked for Microsoft as an engineer. A lot of these people are techies from the techie companies. A Seattle-based Microsoft engineer arrested during violent clashes near the White House had driven across the country to be there after attending riots in Portland and Kenosha, according to police and his social media. Jeremy Vajko, age 27, said he spent more than 40 hours in custody after officers in riot gear were caught on camera yanking him out of his van, covered in Black Lives Matter graffiti in Washington late Saturday. But all charges were dropped. All charges were dropped, which leads me to the point I'm trying to make right now. It's all about the judges. If the factotum named Biden becomes president, the country will be ruined for 100 years. I don't think it'll ever come back. It can't come back. It's impossible. He will pollute the bench with the worst stench imaginable. If you think the stench from the bench was making you clench until Trump came along and tried to straighten it out, the stench that will come from the bench, if Biden wins, will last for 100 years. This is an epic battle for America. It is our fight for America, all of us. I am 100% sure that if they steal the election, which they're signaling they will do, they've even said they took a left-wing boy, whatever his name was, Josh something or other. He went on Axios, and he said Trump will win the election by a landslide on election eve. But within a week, after they count the fraudulent mail-in ballots, they will declare Biden the winner, and then all hell will break loose in this country. There'll be an outright civil war, because I don't know if I'm going to be able to take them stealing an election. Now, remember what they did to Nixon. This would not be the first time that the Democrat-controlled criminal enterprise stole an election in America. But it will be the most naked theft of an election. It'll be very much like Arnold Rothstein fixing the 1919 or 1918 World Series. It was done. Arnold Rothstein, one of the great criminal masterminds, fixed the 1919 or 1918 World Series. He actually fixed it. And he was caught, but it didn't matter. That's the same way that the Democrats are fixing the election with mail-in ballots. They're doing it nakedly because they own the fill-in-the-word media. They own Jeff Zucker. They own Phil Griffin. They own ABC, CBS, NBC. They probably own Fox News, who is, by the way, today indistinguishable from the other networks today. Now, some of the hosts are really good. They are. But most of Fox News today, as you know, is betting on a Biden win. They've put their chips down on the table with Biden. Now, you know, you probably think that if Biden wins, as fraudulent as he is as a human being, they'll be calm in America because they can call off the mobs. Your calculation is that they will call off the mobs, since they're actually calling for the mobs. They're actually calling for the mobs to go out and riot. They want unrest. They want the riots. They want this going on. They want the BLM fascists beating people up and threatening to kill people. And you think that, presto, they're going to throw a switch if Biden wins and you're going to call those thugs out of the streets? I don't think so. I think that the thugs are so emboldened now that no one's going to be able to control them. Especially when you see that the left, Omar Tlaib, are now calling on MSNBC host Joy Reid to apologize because she made comments that were deemed Islamophobic. Can you believe this? That's the left eating the left. Two of the worst people in the history of the U.S. Congress, Omar Tlaib, whatever, are now attacking an African-American host on MSNBC because she made a comment that was deemed Islamophobic to the Islamophiles. Let's put it to you that way. The phone number here is 855-407-282. I wish I could make some jokes. It's not a fun time to be in the radio. From the king has no clothes to the queen knows where her hair blows. It's funny in a way if we were living in other times and I'm a good wordsmith. But it's not really funny to live through times like this. It is the worst of times and the worst of times. It's not the best and worst of times. It's going to get so bad. I have said to friends that I meet from time to time that I wouldn't want to be president. No matter who wins, I wouldn't want to be him. Because I don't think this country could be managed after this election. First of all, the economy, which already is in the toilet bowl. Already we have runaway inflation, which I've been talking about for months till I'm blue in the face. I have a whole chapter on the printing of money in my book, Our Fight for America. It's got a lot of economics in it. Who can manage this country come after Election Day? Who can manage this country? Both sides now are at each other's throats. No matter who wins, the other side's going to say they're going to cry foul. How can this country ever heal? I don't know how it can heal, especially with the fact that you have liars in the sciences who are inventing the COVID nightmare. Listen, the data is in from the CDC, which was once a respected organization. We know it's a left-wing group, but now all of a sudden they're calling it a right-wing group. Why? Because CDC's own data came out and said that only 8,000 people actually have died from COVID. Not 175,000 or whatever the number they're putting out. 8,000 died from COVID so far. All the others died from underlying conditions related to obesity, lung conditions, heart conditions, things of that nature. Only 8,000. So that's why the octogenarian Empress Pelosi goes into a hair salon without a mask, no social distancing. Doesn't she look like Dracula in that black cape? You know, you look at that, sometimes art imitates life. Pelosi with the dyed black hair and the black cape looks like Bela Lugosi's mother. It's really eerie how that looks. We have it on michaelsavage.com. It's everywhere. You can find it. Will it hurt her? Will the people wake up to the hypocrisy and the lies? I don't know. I think it's too far gone. I made a video for you called Our Fight for America. Ryan, who works for me, Ryan O'Callaghan, made it this morning called Our Fight for America. You can watch it on my website, on Twitter, on Facebook. We're putting it up on YouTube. And should we play it now, Robert? It's very short. It's only a minute or so, Our Fight for America. Why don't we listen? We can cut into it if I don't like it. Let's listen.
This is Michael Savage. I'm the author of some books you may have heard of, like Stop the Coming Civil War. You laughed at me, didn't you? It was a big New York Times bestseller for those of you who knew what the left was up to. Remember this book? Remember this book from years ago? You think that was a joke? You're telling me they're not out of their gourds? You're telling me they're not crazy, burning, looting, cursing? Or Pelosi getting her hair done while telling you to wear a mask? Well, let me tell you something. I wrote Trump's War, and it became number one on the New York Times list, even though I'm boycotted by every network in the country, including your friends at Fox News. Ask yourself why. Well, I have a new book, and this is the book. But it's not a book. This is a billboard. This billboard, called Our Fight for America, The War Continues, is a billboard that I want you to put on a coffee table and in your house for a wife, a husband, a crazy daughter, a millennial son, an aunt, an uncle who doesn't know what the hell is going on in this country. Explain to them what is going on in this country. Every vote counts. This book is for the election, not for me. And I ask, have the mobs already won? Is Trump doing enough? Western civilization is teetering because of left-wing fanatics like Pelosi. Both sides have abandoned real science. It crippled America. I am fighting to preserve freedom. Now, I invite you to look inside. Look at some of the chapter ads, then I'm gonna go. I have to do a show today. Anyone done anything as good as this? I'm a wordsmith, the best in America. The twin plagues, COVIDism and communism. Sound familiar? COVIDism and communism. You haven't heard that on anyone else's show, have you? The virus profiteers, do you know who they are? Hijacking Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream, and so forth and so on. I invite you to take a peek inside of Our Fight for America. And when I get through, I want you to go onto Amazon and order this book. For America, for your children, for the future of this country, we will have 100 years of darkness. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Savage. God bless America.
Savage.
It is the Savage Nation we're talking about, from The King Has No Clothes to The Queen Knows Where Her Hair Blows, plus Donald Trump Jr. If you want to hear it all on the podcast, it will be up later on today. Right now, I want to grab some calls on the Savage Nation. Debbie in Sacramento awaits us. Debbie, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Yes, Michael, I want to speak to the rioters, and I'm going to say this to them out of care for them. I voted Democrat my whole life without questioning. And Democratic leadership is not looking out for them right now. If you're around the ages of 18 to 25 or even older, you are burning, looting, destroying, causing many people to lose their livelihoods. And worst of all, if you're causing physical injury, it could be lifelong injuries or worse yet, death to people who've helped others.
But they don't care. Debbie, I don't know who you're talking to. They don't care. Don't you understand that they don't care? They want to cause this injury?
They're being duped. They're being duped with wrong information. They're not thinking. They're idealistic, as we all were.
Debbie, wait. Debbie, do you understand what fascism is, that it has no mind?
Yes.
The left is the fascist party of today. All those on the left today, no matter what side of moderate they may think they are BLM and Antifa. All of them are the same. Now, what is your bigger point? You think that if Biden wins that they're suddenly going to stop? I don't.
Oh, they won't, because they're too empowered, and they will implode on themselves, as they're already doing. They don't know that yet.
Well, what do you mean by implode on themselves? Well, what's going to happen with these people traveling from state to state? What do you mean? They're going to suddenly stop rioting now that they've been getting away with it and there's no consequences?
For instance, what they're doing to Mayor Wheeler, what they did to Jacob Frey, they will turn on themselves because they're...
What do you mean? Let's be clear here. Do you think if Biden wins and Pelosi is again, God forbid, in charge of the House, you think they're going to stop BLM and Antifa?
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. They won't. They won't be able to, because they're too...
Okay, even if they try to cool them down, they won't be able to, because they're now too empowered. This fascist mob is now too empowered.
That's right.
They just arrested someone in D.C. who traveled from one city to the other, causing riots and mayhem. And he works for... I want to be very clear about it. He worked for Microsoft. as an engineer.
Right.
Can you imagine how many people in Google here in the San Francisco area are also rioters at night?
Yes. And that's
how many of those people working for Google, Twitter, Facebook are at night wearing masks, beating people up and breaking windows?
Right.
And I do not think that this will stop overnight if Biden should, God forbid, steal the election. I do not think so at all. So what will stop them? History teaches us there's only one thing that stops violence, and that is more violence. You cannot reason with a mob. A mob can only be stopped with violence. And that means government violence. Government must use its power to stop the left-wing violence. It's been done since a long time, going back to Abe Lincoln, the hero of the left. Abe Lincoln, how many times do I have to repeat to you what Lincoln did? Lincoln cut telegraph lines to stop the Jeff Zuckers of his time. Lincoln arrested the Jeff Zuckers of his time for fomenting violence in America. He had newspaper editors arrested. If we had Abe Lincoln today, Zucker would be wearing an orange jumpsuit next to Harvey Weinstein. They'd be sharing a cot together. Maybe for the first time in their life, they would have the partnership they've been looking for. We don't know. But this is not a laughing matter. We have a media that is fomenting violence in the name of profit. If you actually think that guys like Zucker care about politics, you're wrong. What they care about is building up ratings. They'd burn the nation to the ground, in my estimation, for another ratings point. So how do you stop them? The president has the power. Look who they pick for debate moderator. Meatloaf Jr. with the sneer on his face. That putz. That nobody. Chris Wallace Jr. is a debate moderator? This anti-Trumper, that's considered a conservative? I don't believe that the Republicans let this happen. I don't know how the RNC let this happen. Chris Wallace, Susan Page, Steve Scully, and Kristen Welker are the debate announce moderators? It's unheard of. There is not one moderate as a moderator. They're all left-wing anti-Trumpers. If I were Trump, I would boycott the debates. How's that? He should boycott the debates today.
Savage.
Be sure to bring a hair blower for Nancy. If you go to San Francisco, be sure to bring a hair blower in your hand. Queen Nancy, Empress Nancy, the biggest hypocrite in the history of American government. Data shows out-of-towners traveling long distances to join up with locals, turning protests violent. Kenosha, 175 arrested during riots. 102 had addresses listed outside the city. Why are they not in prison? Why are they not immediately sent to, I don't know, Gitmo? Domestic terrorists get sent. If they capture people on the field of battle in ISIS land, where did they send them? Usually to hell with a bullet in the head. We can't do that. And you can't send domestic terrorists to Gitmo, but you can lock them away for a very long time. Now, I don't really believe that if Biden should steal the election, as they're signaling they will do, this violence will stop. I'll tell you what I think will happen. If the Democrats steal the election, as they say they're going to do, I think they will crack down on the protests in the most dramatic fashion you could imagine. They will call out the military. They'll call out the National Guard. They will probably have them arrested immediately, if not worse. The Democrats will take no prisoners. They're much more vicious. And that is actually what they're saying to you. What they're saying is, elect Joe Biden, the hologram in a basement, and we'll control the rioters. But until then, we're going to make your life very uneasy. We are making America uneasy until you put, what's her name? I forget the vice president one that they put up. The one from, I can't remember her name. I don't want to remember her name. We know that she's a corrupt politician from San Francisco, run by the same mob, the hairdryer mob. Let me take some calls and see what you have to say. Okay, I haven't done enough calls. Everyone who gets on the line today and right up through the publication of September 15th will get a beautiful copy of my new billboard called Our Fight for America. It's got a lot in it. I'm not going to read it to you. But the title of the first chapter tells you about the wordsmithing, the twin plagues, COVIDism and communism. Real science abandoned by both sides, a crippled America. Have the mobs already won? Is Trump doing enough? Western civilization is teetering. This book pulls no punches. It's important you have it to convince just one person to at least look at what's going on so they know. Joe in California, line three, go ahead, please. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Savage. It's a great honor to speak with you.
Thank you, sir.
I urge all Californians, the only way you're going to affect true change is through voting. And also to remind all Californians that the politicians that we need to get out of office are currently emptying the prisons of California. They're releasing these inmates that are still in the middle of their criminality, and the streets are severely unsafe.
So, now, wait, you're a correctional officer. Do you agree with me that many of the rioters in the BLM movement and Antifa are released prisoners?
Sure, yes, because they're allowed to, prior to this fake COVID pandemic, they would hold classes inside prison walls and spread their messages. And, you know, they have these quote-unquote, they're called volunteers that come in. And
So Governor Newsom, for example, has released thousands of felons into the streets. Many of them are joining these mobs in the streets because it's like a party for them, isn't it?
Correct. And they are not rehabilitated. They are not ready to be reintegrated into society. And it's a slap in the face to the juries and the judges that sit.
How about to the cops who killed themselves to make these arrests?
Exactly. And exactly. They do a bang-up job through the original call for service all the way through the investigation. They forward it to the district attorney's office, and it's just a complete slap.
Well, you're a correctional officer in California. What is BLM doing inside prisons? Are they active in the prisons?
Yes. They are currently recruiting to when they do get released to join the madness, all these mobs, and gives them locations, you know, of where they're to meet up and join these.
So they go out, they get to loot, they get to take stuff home for free. They probably get a lot of free sex from the dumb millennial girls who think it's all part of the revolution. No, you think I don't know how communism works? I know it. I know exactly how it works. It's always been based upon free love. But today you don't even have to say free love. So there's sex, drugs, rock and roll, looting. What could be better for a prisoner?
It's a perfect utopian for them. You know, no one works. They don't get jobs. And
what money are they living on? Where do they get the money? What, from the stolen TVs and stuff? Honestly, does the state give them money when they take them out of prison? What do they do?
Oh, hell yes. They give them a debit card because it used to be cash, but now they switched. They give them a debit card. It's referred to as gate money, and it's $200 straight up. But prior to that, they have a social worker that comes and meets with them. And whatever county they're going to be released to, they tell them where the county office is to go sign up for all the government subsidization, you know.
It's astounding. It's just astounding what's going on
with
the liberal governors, liberal mayors. It's astounding that people would even want to vote for this fraudulent candidate named Biden. It's going to get worse. I don't know how anyone in a uniform can live in this country after this. Because they not only handcuffed you while releasing the criminals, they've made you targets.
Yes, hell yes, exactly. It's not.
Look, Joe, I'm doing the best I can to alert America for 26 years. And, you know, these are the worst times I've ever lived through in my life. I've never seen such lawlessness in my entire life because we had it before. But both parties were against the lawlessness. Today, the Democrats are the party behind the lawlessness, and they're doing it with glee. Joe, stay on the line. We're going to send you a copy of Our Fight for America. The war continues. Do not bring it to the prisons. Do not walk around the prison with it. Put it in the plain brown wrapper. Let's go to Virginia, where Gene awaits us on the Savage Nation. Gene, welcome to the program. What's on your mind?
I was just your comment about it's never been this bad. And I look back at 1970 And imagine if we had Facebook and the 24-hour news cycle like we have now. I mean, Vietnam wasn't worse than this, getting drafted. It's just that we don't see it every 30 seconds. TV was finished.
Oh, wait, wait. Now, I'm talking about the riots today. Don't you think they're more violent today than they were during the Vietnam War?
I think this is JV riots, and let me tell you why. I mean, these
really?
People get confronted. They
yeah, but wait. I remember the anti-war rioters. What did they loot like this gang does, these gangs do? Were they looting?
Different strokes. In other words,
no, I don't think that they were looting like this gang of so-called violent protesters. This is all about something different than protesting the Vietnam War. This is about burning America to the ground. No, I don't agree with you on it. I'm sorry. I think that it's much worse. I think there's a higher number of violent people now than there were during the Vietnam War. There's also a higher degree of racism towards whites, racism towards Jews. There's more of a hatred for police than there was during the anti-Vietnam War era. I never saw anti-police riots then, where every policeman was called a fascist. I've never seen anything like this. It is a civil war. And unfortunately, there's only one side doing the shooting, and it's the left side. Indiana Rich, go ahead. You have the floor of the Savage Nation, so to speak. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Dr. Savage.
Yeah. What's on your mind, Rich?
Well, I wanted to say that after the Republican convention, I am just so happy with the reconfiguration and the regeneration that Donald Trump has done with the Republican Party. I'm so
glad. In what sense has he reconfigured it? They've still become milquetoast-ish. They've permitted the Democrats to pick the debate moderators. Where do you see a difference?
That's the old Republicans. I see a whole bunch of new Republicans that are coming.
Wait. Hold it, sir. The future is one thing. The present is another. The Republicans just permitted Chris Wallace, Susan Page, Steve Scully, and Kristen Welker to be picked as moderators for presidential debates. Doesn't that worry you?
Well, there will be no debates, so I'm not worried.
What do you mean by there will be no debates? The day, it's September 29th, October 7th, October 15th, October 22nd. There will be debates. Only the debate moderators are all left-wingers.
Well, now you're predicting the future. I don't think there's going to be a debate. I don't think they're going to let Biden out of the basement. I don't think they can.
Well, now you're speculating in a way that we can't even comment upon, and I can't speculate on the speculation. There will be debates. There will be debates. And the problem is every debate moderator is not moderate. All the moderators are left-wingers, biased to the highest degree. I mean, I can tell you the questions they're going to ask. They're so loaded. Do you think one of these people is going to ask Biden about Hunter Biden's millions? Do you think one of them is going to ask Biden about the aneurysms that he had? Do you think one of them is going to say to Biden, do you think you're fit for office, given your age and your debilities? You know they won't, right? Let's take the next caller, another winner. I forgot to give the last caller a copy of the book, Our Fight for America. I meant to. Robert in New York, thanks for calling the Savage Nation. What's on your mind, Robert?
Dr. Savage, I want to follow up on what you're saying regarding the debate. I've been involved in debates since high school and college and so forth, and I've analyzed debates and speeches and so forth, and I'm very concerned that the president doesn't take your advice and refuse the debate and say it's not a level to make an issue.
Correct. Why doesn't Trump say I'm not debating unless they put in two conservative moderators? Period. I'm not doing it. Either they get rid of Chris Wallace and Susan Page or Steve Scully or Kristen Welker and let me pick two moderators or I'm not debating. Why doesn't he do that?
The cards are stacked against the president. He shouldn't do it. He shouldn't fall into the trap. You're absolutely
right. Of course, they're going to ask him one question after another that he can't answer correctly without losing.
It's a trap.
So who set him up in the RNC? Who is it in the Republican National Committee who agreed to these so-called left-wing fanatics as moderators? Who would have agreed to that?
Well, there's a two-card money situation going on. There's people in the RNC that want to undermine President Trump.
I don't know. I know the head of the RNC. She's a wonderful person. She's 1,000% behind the president. There must be shadowy people in the RNC who are undermining the president. They're the same ones who steer him away from my show. I have to override them to get Don Jr. on, for example. Did you hear the interview with him earlier? If not, it's on the podcast. Stay in the line. We'll send you a copy of Our Fight for America. Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Brother, you're absolutely correct. First, I'd like to really quick touch on that lady who called. She's one of the problems that want to go talk to these people. There's no talking to these people.
That's correct. You cannot talk to fascists.
Second, my two boys are mine, 20 and 24. One is a police cadet. I've got a 34-year-old stepson. He rides around on a skateboard. He works at a $12 job. He's got two boys, and he's living off the government dole. And they got
him. And what, is the second one an Antifa?
He, the oldest boy, the stepson, is a third. No. I've got two boys. One's in college to be a dentist.
No, I understand. One is a good one, and the other one on the skateboard. Is he an Antifa?
I don't talk to him. I won't communicate with him. I don't know what he does. He's out protesting.
You see, he's a loser on every level. And to take out his failure in life, he's in the street burning, looting, and screaming about fascism. That's the core of every movement is built upon losers. Hitler used them. Hitler used losers the same way Biden is using losers in BLM and Antifa to riot, to loot, and to threaten people. It's exactly the same. Stay in the line. We're sending you a copy of Our Fight for America. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation to take your calls.
Savage.
Antifa shooting suspect was previously shot during Portland mob attack. Now, that's a confusing headline. The white Antifa security guard who killed the Patriot the other day in Portland was involved in a previous incident, stealing a gun out of the hand of a white victim who was being beaten by a black mob during a BLM riot. The man who was beaten up with the gun, Aaron Scott Collins, said that he and a friend were set upon by a mob while being called Nazis for trying to film an older man being harassed. A dozen left-wingers attacked him, and the mob included Marquise Love, the 25-year-old BLM security guard charged with kicking a driver unconscious last month. So you're witnessing in this country a revolution. And right now, the revolution is from the armies of the night on the left, being stirred up by Nancy the hair blower, Pelosi, Ayanna Pressley, Tlaib, Omar, including Biden. Biden owns the riots. Now, many of you are mistakenly thinking that this will all come to an end if Trump is gone. What you're saying is, you know, Trump caused all of this. He's creating the chaos. He lives on chaos. There's probably a degree of truth in that in a certain way, but it's not the whole truth and nothing but the truth. The biggest mistake you're making is thinking that once the genie has been let out of the bottle and you see these mobs of losers and violent people, you think that magically Biden victory is going to put them back into the bottle? You're mistaken. There will be more violence and more mobs. I believe that when Trump wins the election and then they try to steal it with the mail-in ballots, as they're signaling they will do, we'll have a full-scale civil war in this country. They're miscalculating the moderates and those on the right. They're assuming you will not stand up for fairness and freedom. I know they're wrong. We have a fight for America. It's a real war, unfortunately, and we didn't start it. The question is, who is going to finish it? Karl Marx or George Washington?
The Westwood One Podcast Network.